You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
South Africa's inflation print came in today a little better than expected, but still a bit of an uptick from the previous inflation reading of 3.3% year on year. We're going to be taking a look at this and seeing what it means for the South African landscape, and more importantly, whether or not it means we get one final interest rate cut before the end of the year. I'm joined on the line by economist at Momentum Investments, Sanisha Pakirisamy, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Sanisha, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Were you surprised with the inflation reading today? I mean, we did kind of anticipate this as a ballpark figure, and we know that some countries more developed than South Africa have been battling with the inflation conversation. Does 3.4% seem like an alarming figure at this stage?
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Jimmy. I think what the broad expectation was going into today's inflation number was the fact that we should start seeing, on the back of base effects, a little bit of an edging up in inflation as we approach the end of the year. What has also been quite a common trend over the last couple of months is that we've seen the consensus forecasts consistently coming in a little bit higher than the actualized or realized inflation print. And, some of that has been due to oil prices remaining quite contained and the rand being relatively well behaved, even in the context of elevated geopolitical risk, fiscal risks, inflation risks globally, as you point out, and bouts of volatility.
Sanisha, these risks are something we've had to contend with for probably the bulk of the year, if not more than 1 year. Some of the risks don't look like they're going away anytime soon. And some of the factors that drive the inflation print a little higher in the case of South Africa are more domestic than they are foreign. Does this give us hope for the end of the year and just kind of how we anticipate the inflation print moving for the coming readings? I mean, we know that the central bank governor, Governor Lesetša Ganyago, has been very adamant about that 3% anchoring of inflation, regardless of what's been said by National Treasury, regardless of what's been said by anyone else. That seems to be where the South African Reserve Bank mandate is headed. Does this bode well for future interest rate decisions or even inflationary pressures?
Well, you mentioned, Jimmy, that, the rest of the world, including developed as well as emerging markets, have really struggled with inflation. And South Africa has been a little bit of an outlier in that case. Often it's the exogenous or the externally driven factors that monetary policy doesn't have a lot of control over. But fortunately for us, the rand has been reasonably well behaved, even in the context of all these global risks. We've seen that oil prices have tended to be relatively capped despite the geopolitical risk factors at play, because there is just so much supply of oil in the global economy. And on food prices, we've also seen that relatively capped. Domestically, we've had good harvests in spite of the foot and mouth disease that has affected your meat inflation. We've seen that maize prices have come down quite substantially. So your cereal inflation, which is a third of your food basket, and so quite meaningful in that sense, has also come down quite considerably. If we look in the domestic environment, something like rental inflation, which is the biggest component of services inflation, so again, very meaningful in our inflation basket, for the past couple of years has averaged just over 2%. It's now starting to inch above 3%, but still low relative to the context of the 3-6% inflation band. And so many of the factors driving headline inflation have actually been reasonably subdued. I do, however, think that there are two major risks that we face on the inflation front. The first is on the medical aid premiums, and the second is on the electricity tariffs. And due to an error that was made by energy regulator NERSA on their revenue calculation for Eskom, it does look likely that we will see consumers paying about 8-9% increases on their electricity tariffs, not only next year, but the year after that. And so those administered prices can potentially exert some upward pressure. But I think there's enough in the basket that's trending the right way around for us to see reasonably lower inflation over the next couple of years in comparison to what we've experienced in the past.
That 54 billion rand miscalculation continues to haunt South Africans on the part of NERSA, as you rightly mentioned, Sanisha. Sanisha, the big question then obviously comes down to the interest rate decisions that are going to happen. We've got two out of the United States. We've got one out of South Africa. We've heard on multiple occasions that our central bank is not benchmarking against what is happening or the decisions being made in the United States. But we also know something, a little something about the interest rate differential and not wanting to have that get out of control. The big question, do we anticipate a rate cut for our final rate cut, rate decision for the year?
I think that the risks are climbing for an interest rate cut by the end of this year. I do buy the argument from the South African Reserve Bank that they do not fall in lockstep with the US Federal Reserve. And we have seen instances in the past where they've actually moved before the Federal Reserve has. So there is actually proof in the pudding if we look at the historical levels. However, as you mentioned, you know, the interest rate differential is important and it does dictate the direction of capital flows. And capital flows are quite important to cover our external trade deficits. I do think that if we get inflation coming in and inflation expectations coming in a bit lower than where they are currently, and we've already seen some adjustment downwards, and if we continue to see fiscal prudence being exercised, I think it's quite likely that we'll see an announcement of a lower inflation target, most likely in 2026 rather than the back end of this year. And that means that our own forecast on interest rate policy is for further monetary policy easing on a more back-end approach. So looking at 2026 rather than this year. But the fact that most of the stars are aligning quite favorably for our inflation outcome does raise the risk and probability that we could potentially see our view being wrong, and that actually coming in this year rather than next year.
Well, we can only make expectations and assumptions until we have more concrete data. And unfortunately, we are not the ones that are making the interest rate decisions at the end of the day. We can only weigh in and share our thoughts around that. But thank you so much to Sanisha for her thoughts and for her analysis of the inflation print that came out today. Sanisha Pakirisamy, economist at Momentum Investments, on South Africa's inflation.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.